Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Firefighters continue to battle wildfires in Campbell County as flat rock threatens structures. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Southwest Area Incident Management Team's primary focus is on the Flat Rock Fire in Campbell County, which has burned around 52,599 acres, destroying some structures and threatening more. The fire was 35% contained as of Monday afternoon, and crews are actively working to secure fire lines. The Constitution Fire north of Gillette has burned 24,594 acres and is 28% contained, with bulldozers building containment lines. The House Straw Fire in Johnson County at 174,702 acres was 88% contained as of Monday, with ongoing efforts to secure the area. The uncontained Remington Fire in Sheridan County and Montana, reaching 196,387 acres as of Monday. The Campbell County Fire Department has announced a public fire information meeting scheduled for tonight in Gillette. The meeting will be held today at the Camplex Energy Hall, located at 1635 Rietta Drive, beginning at 6 p.m. Gillette City Council has also announced a special meeting at the same time so that the council may attend the wildfire update at Camplex. Gillette resident loses $168,000 in cryptocurrency scam. Police launch investigation. A Gillette man has lost $168,000 in a cryptocurrency scam. According to Gillette Police Captain Kelly Alger, the incident occurred on August 23rd when officers were called to Sutherland Drive by a 56-year-old resident who reported being locked out of his Bitcoin account. The victim had been purchasing Bitcoin through Kraken and transferring funds to World ID via Trust Wallet over a four-month period. At one point, he received a message from World ID claiming he owed $78,000 in taxes to the IRS, which he paid. However, the scammers continued to demand more money, and when he refused to pay an additional $5,000 to release his funds, they took over his account, blocking access to the remaining $90,000. Gillette police detectives are now investigating the case. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.